please everyone.
有一件事情你可以为我们教会祷告的。
One thing you can pray for my church.
我们教会呢有一个同工呢，他是马来西亚来的。
One of our co-workers from Malaysia.
所以他要在美国工作呢，他必须要申请这个一个就是这个工作的签证。
In order to work in U.S., he has to have working visa.
那么呢，政府呢，其实在去年年底已经批了他的申请了。
Last year, the government had approved his application.
但是呢，最近这个月呢，又受到政府的私信，他说，他们考虑了把这个签证收回。
But this month, the government said the same. They decided to retract the application of the visa.
所以呢，请大家也可以纪念我们教会的这个需要。
Please remember this need from our church.
我们开始今天讲道之前，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray before our sermon.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Father, heaven.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
因为你是掌管天地万物的主宰。
Because you are the ruler of the universe.
无论我们面对的是什么样的困难。
No matter what kind of difficulties we are facing,
或者好像今天我们读的这个经文教会所面对的逼迫，
just like the persecutions the church Philadelphia faced from the reading we have done just now,
我们知道都是神你在控制的底下。
We know you are still in control.
求主帮助我们能够每一天信靠你。
Please help us to trust you every day.
也希望今天的经文成为我们每一个人的一个鼓励。
Also help us to be encouraged by the verses we will learn today.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Please hear our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen. 如果你家的门口了，发现有一个剪纸的一个符号，不知道你知不知道是什么意思？
If on your door there's such a symbol, do you know what that means?
那这个不是一个笑脸呐。This
is not smiling face.
这个是阿拉伯的一个字母 N.
This is the letter N in Arabic.
这个呢，就是他们这些回教的恐怖分子，他用来记录这些基督徒所住的地方。
This is the Muslim terrorists, they use the symbol to recognize those Christians.
N 就是拿撒勒人耶稣的门徒的意思。
And symbolize the follower of Jesus Christ from Nazareth.
当一个基督徒家庭给这些恐怖分子记录下来以后呢？
When the Christian families are attacked down by the terrorists,
他们呢最后会来抢他们的财物。
They will take over their properties.
把你的房子烧掉。 要强迫这些基督徒去相信回教。
Force them to believe in Muslim.
如果你不相信的时候，他会把你杀死。
If you don't believe, they will kill you.
其实呢，这样子的事情呢，在世界不同的地方都不断的发生。
Actually, such things has happened in many places in the world.
从耶稣开始出来传道的时候，已经有人逼迫这些跟随耶稣的人了。
At the beginning,
when Jesus began to preach the gospel, people already began to persecute his followers.
This is one of the two churches among the seven churches Jesus didn't criticize.
但是也是同样，这两间教会面对同样就是敌人的逼迫。
But these two churches face the same thing, that is persecution.
那么呢，我们怎么去？ 去鼓励这些被逼迫的弟兄姊妹呢？
How can we encourage the brothers and sisters who are facing persecutions?
那么我们今天就来看看耶稣怎么去鼓励这些人呢？
Today let us see how Jesus encouraged them.
那当一个人因为信耶稣 被逼迫的时候，第一个要面对的问题呢，就是我有没有选择错误呢？
When someone faces persecution, one of the things he will ask is, did I do something wrong by following Jesus?
那这个问题呢，连使徒约翰呢也曾经问。
Such a question also asked by John Baptist.
那耶稣他使徒约翰出来传道的时候呢，他就指着耶稣说，耶稣是神的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽。
When John Baptist started his ministry, he said, Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
但是后来呢，使徒约翰呢就给人捉去坐牢了。
But later, John was arrested and put into prison.
那么他就派人去问耶稣说，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们要等候别人呢？
And he sent someone to ask, are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?
所以你面对逼迫的时候，你第一个问题你会问自己的，就是我选择的这个是不是真诚呢？
So when one faces persecution, he will ask if I made the right choice to believe the true God.
因为如果耶稣是真神的时候，为什么跟随他的时候是这么倒霉呢？
If Jesus is the living God, why is so hard to follow him?
那你发觉耶稣给他们的写信给腓立比的时候呢，他给他们一个很直接的回答。
You see, Jesus Christ gives the Church of Philadelphia a very direct answer.
基本上他就告诉教会，你没有选错。
It basically saying you did not make a mistake.
在第七节里面呢，耶稣介绍自己是哪圣洁真实的。
In verse 7 it says, "These are the words of him who is holy and true."
圣洁真实的不单只是神的属性。
Holy and true are not only attributes of God.
圣洁真实的也是神，你可以说也是神的一个名字了。
They are also names of God.
何西亚书十一章第九节里面说，因我是神，并非世人，是你们中间的圣者。
In Hosea 11:9 says, For I am God, I am not a man, the Holy One among you.
所以呢，启示录的第六章十节里面呢，圣徒也呼求神的时候呢，称他为圣洁真实的主。
In Revelation 6:10, they are also called God as Sovereign Lord, Holy and True.
所以呢，当耶稣称呼自己是圣洁真实呢，他就是告诉你，我真的是这个创造天地万物的真神呢。
When Jesus calls himself holy and true, he is saying he is the creator of the universe, the true living God.
在第三章第七节里面呢，主耶稣也称呼他自己是拿着大卫的钥匙的哪一位。
In Revelation 7:3, Jesus also called himself as the one who holds the key of David.
钥匙代表什么？
What does the key symbolize?
那如果有一天呢，你的，比方说你的爸爸妈妈送一个礼物给你，William 打开是一条钥匙的时候，你知道是什么意思？
If one day your parents give you a gift, and when you open it, there's a key, William, do you know what that means?
那这个呢，就是说，其实他就送你一个新的车子，这个就是拥有这个钥匙，就是你拥有这个车子的意思了。
The key is a key to a car. That means the parents give you a key to have you own the car.
所以耶稣呢，他是说，他就是拥有这个。大卫的钥匙。
Jesus said he owned the key of David.
那么这条钥匙来开什么的呢？
what the key is used for.
这个就是用来打开这个弥赛亚的国这个门的。
The key is to open the gate of the Messiah.
这个呢就是我们说的这个千禧年国。
That is millennium.
所以呢，耶稣呢，不单只在这里，他介绍自己的时候，告诉他，我就是这个真神。
When Jesus introduced himself, he told that he is the true living God.
他还要告诉他们，我就是这个天国的主人。
He also says he is the ruler of the universe.
我决定谁能够进去这个天国。
He determines who can enter the kingdom.
因为呢，他说。这个门呢，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开。
Because he says, if he opens, nobody can shut. If he shuts, nobody can open.
所以耶稣是肯定这些受苦的基督徒，他告诉他们，你们选择没有选错。
So Jesus told the believers, their choice is correct.
不是因为你选错，所以你面对逼迫。
Because, not because of the wrong choices that you were persecuted.
So, you
don't give up your choice.
因为好像使徒行传里面告诉我们，除了耶稣以外，别无拯救，拯救，因为天上人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
In Acts, it says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
我们都有听过这个人呢，Elon Musk.
We all heard about Elon Musk.
他呢就是这个汽车Tesla 的创始人。
He is the founder of the.Company called Tesla.
我们还知道呢，它是这个火箭的公司 SpaceX 的创始人。
We also know he's the founder of the Space Shuttles company.
你知道呢，他很年轻的时候，30岁的时候呢，他第一间公司就是我们常常用的 PayPal， 也是他开始的。
We also know when he was 30 years old, he founded a company called PayPal.
他最后呢，30岁这一年把这个 PayPal 公司卖掉的时候呢，他的财富已经有1亿美元了。
When he sold the company PayPal at age of 30, he already owned $0.1 billion.
当时呢，他Alan 的太太 Justin 呢，他就已经结婚了，跟他的太太 Justin 结婚当时。
That time he was married to Justin.
所以呢，我想呢，他太太一定很高兴见到他丈夫30岁就能够有这么多钱。
I think his wife must be very happy because his husband is so rich.
那如果你30岁的时候有这么多钱，你会做什么呢
？What will you do if you have so much money at age 30？
我大概就是退休了。
Maybe I will retire.
但是他不是这样子。
But not me.
他要把他所有的财富投资在他下一个项目里面。
He invested all his money to the next business.
就是这个 SpaceX 跟这个 Tesla 汽车。
That is the company called Tesla and Space.
所以呢，但是你知道，特别就是这个 SpaceX 这个火箭的公司，你要研发这些太空的科技呢，是需要很多很多的钱。
Regarding the company's space,
it
needs tons of money to do the research.
所以到2008年的时候呢，他把他所有的财富，你可以说都用完了。
By the year 2008, he had used up all his money.
我们也记得呢，2008年呢，也是就是这个金融海啸的这一年。
We also know in 2008 there is financial crisis.
所以呢，当时呢，他，你可以说他本来是一个很有钱的人，突然间在2008年的这一年呢， 他生下来的就是他住的这个 apartment。
So from being very rich to become really poor, he only had the apartment he lived.
也就是前年呢，他太太决定跟他离婚。
Also in that year, his wife decided to divorce him.
那我不知道他离婚的原因。
I don't know why they divorced.
可能呢，他太太当时觉得，哎，大概他选错了，原来他是一个穷光蛋。
Maybe his wife thought he made the wrong choice. He just so poor.
那他太太离婚太早了，我想。
I think his wife divorced him too early.
因为在2008年年底呢，美国 NASA 呢就跟这个 SpaceX 签了一个合同。
Because in the end of 2008, NASA signed a contract with the company Space.
那么呢，这个合同呢是100亿。
The contract is $10 billion.
所以呢，后来这个汽车公司 Tesla 也很受欢迎。
So later, the company called Tesla also become very popular.
所以呢，他现在啊，这个 Elon Musk 他的财产是他30岁的时候的100倍。
So his riches become 100 times as when he was 30 years old.
我相信耶稣是同一样去提醒我们。
I believe Jesus reminds us in the same way.
就是告诉这些受苦的基督徒。
That is to tell those who were persecuted.
你们的选择是正确的。
Your choice is right.
如果你今天不放弃。
If you don't give up today,
你将来的回报会超过你今天所失去的更多更多。
Your reward in the future will be far more than what you have today.
第二样，主耶稣鼓励这些逼迫的基督徒，就是呢，肯定他们工作的忠诚。
The second encouragement Jesus gave to the churches to praise their faithfulness.
在第八节里面呢，在原文的圣经，跟我们中文的圣经的翻译有一点点不一样。
In verse 8, there are some differences between the original text and our translation in Chinese.
那我先讲啊，耶稣写这封信给教会的时候呢，他讲话的这个方法都大概都是这样子。
I want to point out that when Jesus said to those seven churches the same pattern,
他都会说我知道你的行为。
He will say I know your deed.
那么他就解释我知道了什么。
Then he will explain what he knows.
那么就后来就会讲到他的，要不然就是讲他的惩罚，要不然就是讲他的奖赏。
Later I will say what the churches punishment or reward.
中文圣经呢，它翻译的时候基本上就是根据这个格式。
The Chinese translation follows such a pattern.
但是词是呢，讲到腓来铁腓的时候呢，耶稣讲话的次序不是这样子的。
But when it comes to the church of Philadelphia, the pattern changed.
耶稣呢是先讲，我知道你的行为。
Jesus first said.He knows their deeds.
那么呢，他下一句呢，他已经讲他的奖赏了。
Next, he said their rewards.
讲完他的奖赏以后呢，他才解释你的行为是什么。
Later, he explains what their deeds are.
所以呢，其实耶稣呢，他刚称赞这个腓来铁腓教会的时候呢，其实他是很兴奋很想告诉他们你的奖赏是什么，所以呢，他就把后面的事情先拿出来讲。
So when Jesus praised the church of Philadelphia, it was very exciting. So he told them the reward first before telling them their deeds.
所以为什么耶稣会这么喜欢这个腓来铁腓教会呢？
Why does Jesus love the church of Philadelphia so much?
第八节就告诉我们。我知道你的行为，你若有一点力量，也要遵守我的道。
In verse 8, it says, "I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an
So, I know you have little offense of obeying my word.
略有一点力量的意思，就是讲到这个教会是特别小的。
By saying having little offense, it means the church is small.
人可能呢，在教会里面崇拜的时候人数也不特别多。
Perhaps the congregation is small too.
他在他们的社区里面的影响力也不大。
The influence may not be big too, either.
那我们一般人呢，怎么去衡量一个教会的好与不好呢？
How we evaluate if the church is good or not as a common person?
很多人就是，就看你崇拜的时候有多少人呢。
Many people will see how many people are in the worship.
我们教会的弟兄姊妹搬去另外一个州以后，有一天他回来的时候，他会这样子告诉我。
Some of the sisters, when they moved from my church to another place, when they came back, they would say such thing to me.
我现在去的教会很多人的。
The church I'm going has many people.
那我们觉得呢，大的教会，人多的教会，就是好的教会。
We believe the more believers in the church, the better.
小的教会就是可怜的教会。
The small church is really wretched.
但是你会发觉，耶稣不是这样子看。
But Jesus didn't think so.
什么事情让耶稣很兴奋呢？
What made Jesus very excited?
就是看你是不是很忠心的去侍奉他。
Whether you serve him faithfully.
我怎么知道你是不是忠心呢？
How can I know if you are faithful?
就是你有没有遵守耶稣基督的教训。
That is, if you obey his word.
你有没有弃绝耶稣的名？
If you disown him.
当我读到了，他说遵守主的道，没有弃绝耶稣的名的时候。
When I read, you have kept my word and have not denied my name.
我想到了这些，指着，就是这个，菲拉铁菲教会传福音的事。
I thought of the ministry of preaching the gospel.
那菲拉铁菲教会呢，他面对逼迫。
The church of Philadelphia faces persecution.
但是呢，他们继续去传福音。
But they continue to spread the gospel.
虽然他们教会人很小。
So even the church has few members.
这个他们附近的人也不接受他。
The people nearby don't accept them.
但是只有他们有机会有力量的时候，他们还是继续坚持做下去。
But they continue to do so as long as they have strength.
因为耶稣告诉他们，你要使万民做我的门徒。
Because Jesus said, you are to make disciples of all nations.
最近呢，我收到有一个叫《顺道者之声》，我见到你们教会也有拿到他们的杂志。
Today I received a magazine called Voice of Martyrs. I found your church also has such a magazine.
那我们从这个他们的机构里面呢，我们知道了世界各地里面其实是很多基督徒受逼迫。
From this magazine we know. Many churches in the world face persecutions. Because of their faith, they lost their properties.
他们的父母会把，因为他们信耶稣，会把他们赶走。
Because of their faith, their parents disown them.
他们邻舍会把他打他们。
The neighbors will beat them.
甚至呢，会把他们的次子儿女把他们杀死。但是，如果他们想，OK， 我不愿意接受这些逼迫的时候，其实对他们来说，他们只需要做一件事情。
If they don't want to face the persecution, they only need to do one thing.
做了这件事情以后，你可以拿回你的财产，你可以不用死。
If they do such a thing, they can get back their property and will become like before.
这件事，这个事情是什么呢？就是他们放弃他们信耶稣这个信仰。
What is the one thing that is to forsake their faith in Jesus?
但是这些人他们没有放弃了。
But these people didn't forsake their faith.
他们不单是没有放弃，他还要留在他们的 的家园里面去继续的传福音。
Now they did not forsake their faith, but they even continue to preach the gospel.
最感动我的一样事情就是呢，他会为这些逼迫他们的人去祷告。
What touched me most is they will pray for those who persecute them.
希望他们有一天信耶稣。
Hope they will believe in Jesus Christ one day.
这个就是好像《希伯来书》里面11章里面所讲的，又有人忍受弄鞭打、捆锁、监禁各等的磨练。 被石头打死，被锯、锯死，受试探，被刀杀，披着羊、绵羊、山羊的皮，各处奔跑，受贫乏、患难、苦害，在旷野、在山岭、在山洞、在山岳、地狱，漂流无定。本是世界不配的人，这些人都是因信得了美好的证据。
It's just like what's recorded in Hebrews chapter 11:36-39. Some faced jeers and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sold to two. They were killed by the sword. They were worn out in sheepskins and goatskins. Rescued, persecuted, and mistreated. The world were not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and in holes and in the ground. These were all commended for the faith.
耶稣在启示录的里面去肯定这些受逼迫的基督徒他们的忠心。
In Revelation, Jesus affirms their faith.
第三样事情呢，耶稣是肯定这些基督徒的奖赏。
The third thing Jesus did is to affirm their awards.
在耶稣写信给这个七间教会的时候呢，没有一个教会是拿到这么多的奖赏的。There
is no such church get such big rewards.
菲拉克菲呢，他拿了很多奖。Church
Philadelphia receives a lot of rewards.
第一个奖赏呢是在第八节。
The first reward is in verse 8.
他说呢，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是没有人能关的。
He says, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut.
作为天国的主人，主耶稣就是肯定他们将来可以进天国。
In the ruler of the kingdom, Jesus affirmed that they can enter the kingdom.
第二个奖赏呢，是耶稣的，你可以说呢，就是还他们一个清白。The
second reward is Jesus vindicated their innocence.
在第九节里面呢，他有些人他是自称为犹太人的。
In verse 9, some claim they are Jews.
很可能就是这群人呢，把这些基督徒从会堂里面赶走。
Most likely these people were those who chased these people out.
那所以呢，耶稣呢说，这些自以为是犹太人的，其实他不是犹太人。
So Jesus said, these who claim to be Jews, actually are not.
他们不是真的神的选民呢。
They are not God's chosen people.
他是撒旦议会的，是说谎话的。
They are the synagogue of Satan. They are liars.
反而那些受逼迫的基督徒才是神所拣选的。
In contrast, those who are persecuted are chosen by God.
第三跟第四个奖赏呢是连在一起的。
The third and fourth awards are connected.
他耶稣说呢，我要这些逼迫基督徒的这些犹太人来到腓拉铁菲的教会的面前。 的早晨下拜。
He says, Jesus will have those who facilitate the church to come before them and fall before them.
就是呢，他就是你的敌人会想，伏在你的面前。
The enemies will fall down before them.
第四个讲场呢是，耶稣要全世界的人知道，我已经爱费爱铁费的教会。
The fourth reward is Jesus will let the whole world know he has loved the church.
第五个讲场呢是在第十节。
The first reward is in verse 10.
你既遵守，你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下受试炼的时候，保守你，免去你的试炼。
Since you have kept my commandments to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come on the whole world to test the inhabitants of the earth.
所以呢，这个讲场就是耶稣说我会保护你。
The Lord is saying Jesus will protect them.
那根据启示录后面，从第四章到十九章里面呢，我们就知道呢，在世界最后的时候有七年的大战呢。
According to Revelation chapter 4-19, we know there's 7 years tribulation.
所以呢，耶稣说我要保守你的意思，免去这个试炼是什么意思？
What did Jesus mean when he says he will keep them and protect them from the tribulation?
他就是说，这个大灾难来到这个世界的时候呢，你不需要经过。
He's saying when tribulation comes, they do not need to endure that.
这个呢，就是在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面所讲到教会被蔽体 rapture 的意思。
That is mentioned in the book of
First Thessalonians,
church will be raptured.
这个呢，就是也是呢，其中一段经文呢，去证明呢，我们说灾前蔽体的一个经文，就是在启示录三章十节里面。我的意思就是呢，这里告诉我们呢，教会是不用经过这个大灾难的。
Here I'm trying to say that the church will not go through the tribulation.
那我们已经讲了五个不同的这个奖赏哈。
We have talked about five rewards.
这五个奖赏呢，都是讲到呢，因为腓立切非过去的忠心呢，他们这些已经为他们预备了。
Because of the church of Philadelphia's faithfulness, so these rewards have been stored for them.
但是十一节里面提醒我们。
But verse 11 reminds us.
如果你要拿到之前的这个五个，你可以说为你预备的奖赏呢，你必须要做到十二节里面的事情。
If you want to obtain those rewards, you have to do what the verse 12 says, 11 says.
十二节里面呢是讲到将来的一个将来的奖赏。
Verse 12 talks about the reward in the future.
就是呢，他讲到呢，你必须要持守你所有的。
That is, you have to hold on to what you have.
那我看这里所讲的事情呢，就有一点像我们现在的人的退休金的这个事情一样。
That is like what we have today, retirement fund.
那公司告诉你，那你已经为公司做了几十年事情呢，你现在呢有这么多的退休金为你预备。
The company tell you you have worked for the company for so many years, and this is what you're gonna have for retirement.
还有呢，就是当你退休的时候呢，他们会一直给你发，就是人工到你死的这一天。
When you retire, the company will give you what really you need till you die.
那但是他们有一个条件。
But there is one condition.
就是你不能呢。 就是在你退休之前呢离开这个公司。
That is, you cannot leave the company before you retire.
如果你在中间转工作了，那么你原本为你预备的退休金呢，你也拿不到了。
If you change your jobs, you will not get what you have prepared by the company.
所以耶稣在这里的意思也是一样。
That's what Jesus said here.
前面的五个奖赏，其实他们已经做到了，已经是属于他们的了。
Those five rewards belong to them because they have done what they have done.
但是如果他没有持守他们现在所有的东西，那么原本属于你的东西，你都拿不到了。
But if they will not hold on to what they have, what prepared for them will not get to them.
所以耶稣就提醒他们，你不要，不要给你的敌人呢，把好像从你手上面把你得到的奖赏拿走。
So Jesus reminds them, do not let enemy to deprive what you have.
所以十二节里面呢，耶稣就讲到后面的将来的奖赏，他就说得胜的，我要叫他在我神的殿中做柱子，他也不必再从那里出去。我又OK， 先读到这里。
So in verse 12 it says, He who overcomes, I will make clear in the temple of my God. Never again will he be late.
那如果你是当时腓拉铁菲的教会的人呢，你听这句话的时候，你会很感动。
I guess you will be moved when you heard what Jesus says if you are one of the members in Church of Philadelphia.
原因就是腓拉铁菲这个地方呢，曾经面对一个大地震。
Because Philadelphia faced very big earthquake.
所以在当时候呢，很多人呢就从腓拉铁菲这个城呢搬离开这个城。
At that time, many people left Philadelphia.
所以当耶稣说呢，他说，如果你不放弃你持守的时候呢，你就永远可以在神的家里面的意思就是。他就是提醒他们，你不需要好像你当时怕地震一样要搬离开，你永远不会离开我的家。
So when Jesus says, "Hold on to what you have," he's saying you don't have to leave the church of my kingdom just like when you were afraid of the earthquake.
最后一个奖赏呢是十二节里面后面呢，耶稣讲到呢。就是呢，我要将我神的名字和神的城的名字，这城就是从天上从我们神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的姓名写在你们上面。
The last words is Jesus will write on them the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God, and also.
那当耶稣把他的名字写上去，这些基督徒的身上的意思，就是代表了这些人是属于主耶稣。
When Jesus writes his new name on the members, Jesus tells them they belong to him.
就好像呢，我们小学的时候呢，老师派给每一个学生，比方说一本新的书。
Just like when we were in elementary school, the teacher gave us a new book.
每一个学生他第一样事情拿到这个新的书的时候，他会做什么事情呢？
What will the student do when they first receive the book?
他就把他自己的名字写上去。
They will write down your name on the book.
因为这个是唯一的方法，你可以证明这本书是属于他的嘛。
Because that's the only way we can prove that the book belongs to that person.
所以十二节里面他说，不单只的耶稣要把他的名字写上去，父神也要，还有这个新的城耶路撒冷的名也要写上去的意思，就是讲到这批人呢，是属于耶稣，是属于父神，也是属于这个新的耶路撒冷的。
So in verse 12, when Jesus says the name of his, the name of Jesus, the name of the city and God will be on those people, means those people belong to the city, belong to God, and belong to Jesus Christ.
今天我们世界各地有很多人受逼迫。
Today there are many people in the world face persecution.
因为他们信耶稣的时候，这个世界容不下他们。
Because when they believe in Jesus Christ, the world is not worthy of them.
我们要怎么去帮助这些受逼迫的基督徒呢
？How can we help those who are persecuted?
从一个很最简单的我们可以做的事情就是为他们祷告。
One thing, simple thing we can do is to pray for them.
这个呢，就好像呢，在我们今天刚刚念的《希伯来书》十三章的第三节里面，讲到了我们要纪念这些被捆绑的人。
Just like in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6, we are to remember them who are in prison.
那么你怎么知道他们有什么需要呢
？How do we know what they need？
其中一个方法就是好像通过这个Voice of the Martyr， 就是殉道者之声的这些机构，他会把他们的资料告诉我们。
One way is to reach the magazine Voice of Martyrs, because the magazine will publish what they need.
他们呢会把他们的消息呢，用比方说呢，他们在他们的网站上面呢，杂志啊，他们的 DVD 上面呢，会介绍给我们知道。
They will publish their news in the magazine, on the websites, and also some CDs.
当我们知道之后，我们就好像发生在自己身上的时候，去纪念他们。
After we know, we can feel like what happened to them, just like what happened to us.
这个就是《希伯来书》十三章第三节里面告诉我们：你们要纪念被捆绑的人，好像与他们同受捆绑，也要纪念。造苦害的人想到自己也在弱身之内。
That is what recorded in Hebrews 13:3. Continue to remember those in prison, as if you were together with them in prison, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering.
我们希望呢，今天耶稣给这些受逼迫的教会的人的鼓励，也成为我们每一天的鼓励。
We hope.Today, Jesus Christ encouragement to the church who face persecution will all become ours. Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you.
因为我们知道我们没有选择错误。
Because we know we made the right choice.
我们知道有一天你会回来。
We know one day you will come again.
你会带给我们天国。
You will bring us to the kingdom.
你也告诉我们，如果我们持守你的真理，不弃绝你的名的时候，我们将来会得到更多更大的奖赏。
You also told us we will get more reward if we hold on to what we have and not forsake your name.
求主每一天帮助我们，不会怕为你的名去做见证。
Please help us.Not to be afraid to testify your name every day.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Please hear our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray.
Amen. Amen.